I wish you could see my mailbox right now. It's just barely hanging on, just dangling like an ugly hangnail. It's embarrassing, the whole assemblage, and that's what my mailbox looks like right now, a poorly executed art installation. To begin with, the actual mailbox is not a box. I discovered this recently when it fell off its supporting arm and onto the road. I picked it up and, looking at the bottom of the box, discovered there, where I anticipated finding steel, instead a piece of gray, dry, rotten wood. My mailbox is really nothing more than a sheet of steel bent into the proverbial mailbox shape and nailed to a plank of wood. The door is rusty and accepts as much snow and rain as it does actual post. And this mailbox is in turn mounted, and I use that term loosely, to a wooden arm that protrudes out from a beam of wood so rotten that at some point in the winter, half of it gave up the ghost and jumped onto the road in a tragic form of midwinter suicide. I assume the plow swept it away in a tsunami of snow. This meant my mailbox shrank by about 18 inches, which makes it shorter than the bright orange box where my local newspaper is delivered. I never had to deal with the death of a mailbox when I lived in cities. My mailbox was mounted to an exterior wall, most frequently on my front porch. It was out of the elements, impermeable. But since January, I've been fixing, and I use that term loosely as well, my mailbox almost weekly, certainly monthly. I'm somewhat proud of its current appearance, though I'm sure my farmer neighbors have a good chuckle as they drive past my property. Right now, my mailbox is held off the earth by a sawhorse, a chain, four bungee cords in varying colors, and a handful of 3-inch framing nails I found in a mason jar. And yet it hasn't looked sturdier since the fall. I wanted to write this story because I know that there are tens of thousands of people across rural Wisconsin who will understand exactly my travails. I drive past your mailboxes every day in the wake of the snowplows that seem to cut them down, the way the cavalry of old must have annihilated infantrymen. One sunny afternoon, your mailbox is standing upright and proud. The next snowy morning, lying in a ditch, all broken and defeated. The thing is, there isn't much you can do until spring comes. What's the use of buying a new post when the ground hasn't thawed yet? What's the use of pouring cement around an existing post when the cement won't set? So we prop our mailboxes back up with duct tape, hand-me-down crutches, chicken wire. Spring will come someday, and when it does, we'll fix our mailboxes. You'll see. We just need spring to actually arrive, and we need winter to never return again.